Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of November 2nd, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, sit back and get ready, because I know God has brought a guest to this show that's going to answer that question completely. This show is for independent Christian artists. It is for their music, their ministry, but also we dive into the Word of God, and they share a Bible verse or verses from the Word of God, and then that is what Rock the Flock is all about. This week, Mr. William Tolan joins the show. How are you doing, William?
I'm great, Greg. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, it's my honor, and I see excitement in your face, and that's a spirit. It is a spirit of excitement because God's got something brewing in you that is going to come spewing out here in just a few minutes, if I can say that word. I had an artist last week tell me her song oozed out of her, so I guess I can say spewing on the show.
Love it.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with Mr. William Tolan right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Mr. William Tolan. Now, William, I forgot because I have short-term memory and I have so much going on in my life right now. Where are you calling in from?
I am in Nashville, Tennessee right now. Big surprise.
Okay.
But Music City.
Music
City.
That's where
I am living now, yes.
All right. Well, there are a ton of Rock the Flock artists in Nashville, Tennessee, or in the surrounding area of Nashville, Tennessee.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I need to get connected to them.
You do. You need to jump on Spotify, and you can scroll down, and you can see all the names. So
I will do that.
Got some cool people, and I'll be up at, in the next couple of weeks, up at Just Love in Spring Hill.
Okay, and great. So, with Christian Songwriter Nights, right?
Yes, sir. So hopefully I'll have the opportunity to meet you.
That would be awesome. Yeah, let me know when you're in town. Hit me up. I'll check it out. I'll come to Just Love, and we can watch some Christian songwriters.
Awesome, brother. Like I say every week, you're at the door of the Rock the Flock house, and each week it gets busier and busier inside. You've knocked, we've opened the door, and everybody in here wants to know who this guy at the door is. So who's William Tolan?
Well, William Tolan, that is my first and middle name. Actually, my full name is William Tolan Reynolds. So I grew up in the Northeast, just a seaside, kind of a coastal town there in New England, specifically Madison, Connecticut. And just not a whole lot there, kind of middle of the state, lots of highways and suburbs. But I always had a huge affinity for folk music, just acoustic music, whether that was like a Jack Johnson or whether that was a Mumford and Sons, more of that like high energy, folk, like full band, big swings, big swells, soaring harmonies kind of folk music. And then all the way to like Bob Dylan, guys like him who just have like an acoustic guitar and harmonica and just like really profound lyrics, like stuff like that always really deeply drew me. And I wasn't following Christ, in my youth. It wasn't a part of my life. And so music was kind of that thing. Sports was also kind of that thing that was central to my life. It was almost my religion in a sense. It gave me my community, my meaning, my purpose, my worth. And then I went all the way through college, but with sports. But then afterwards, I was left just not knowing who I was. And that's when Christ came in and answered those questions for me and showed me who He was and who I was in light of Him. So I started writing songs about Him, and I stuck to the folk aesthetic, I suppose you might say. So you might just you know, Christian artists vary, and there are worship artists who are who, you know, make music that is amazing, and it's for corporate worship and the congregation to sing together. And then there's Christian artists who are in different genres that are just like everyday kind of music. And I see myself kind of in that lane, and specifically in that folk lane. So I make music for people that like folk music, but love Christ and want to hear that kind of music from a Christian worldview.
Well, amen. Because that's what I love about this show. Because if you listen to it, there's all kind of genres of music. But the one thing every one of those songs has will lead you to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the music is the vehicle for the word. And I love how God uses each one of you in your own. You may be in a group of a genre. You may be considered in that group, but you are specifically gifted a gift from the Lord that has you there so that you will reach people through it. You know, because it's that's where I get to fit in this show, because I get to sit back and watch all the artists, all these interviews, and I think it's so neat how God uses that it is His calling on your life and that gift He's given you to hone in on, because I love folk music, I love rock music, I love rap, I like country. I don't love country. I like country. but I listen to the older I get, I listen to the words of the songs, not really the music. But I get compliments. I can't wait to play your music because it's a little different than anything we have on the show. Maybe some close, but not quite. And that's just going to open the spectrum up even more. Like I told you, William, where we can touch someone for Christ. And I hope to get a text during this show or an Instagram message that they want to know who's that playing that song.
That would be great.
So yeah, thank you for going, because it's not the mainstream music. It's not.
Mm-hmm. No, nope.
But it is. It's what God's put in your heart, and you know, if we have to go against the grain, I mean, what did Jesus do? My goodness, he didn't quite fit in, and he did.
That's well said. Yeah, but, no, he didn't. He was going against the grain in all ways. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like I can feel a little bit like I'm out of you know, out of the loop or out of the mold, not quite fitting the mold of the music world or even the Christian music world. And that's okay. I do feel that this is the way that I can most accurately represent the design that the Father has placed on my life and reflect His glory back to Him. These interests that we have, these things that we feel called to create, as long as they're within the confines of what we know about wisdom from God's word, and not going contrary to the word of God. These are ways that we can really just reflect Him and reflect His glory back to Him. So I hope that, you know. I hope that, you know, Christian folk music becomes a bigger thing. But if it doesn't, that's totally okay too. This is where I should be.
Well, that's awesome. And I can't add any more, because going into the next segment, you set it up. I mean, you're running this show. So we're going to dive into the Word of God. And after what you just said, I can't wait to see what verse is coming. So buckle up. Get ready. More of Mr. William Toll right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining the show this week from the It used to be the home of country music, but no longer it is because we're on week 30-something of the year, and I've had 30-something Christian independent artists, and a lot of those are from Nashville, the Mixed Sunday Morning Show. So there's a Christian movement going on. And William, I know it is, I talk to artists that it's tough. I understand the life of a Christian independent artist. There are not that many places to play. I mean, it is a limited arena. And yeah. and a lot of those arenas for a Christian independent artist, there's no pay.
Right.
So I love how you said that. Right. So I had a guest I was talking to last week, and I had to remind myself, like I said, because I don't get paid for this show. I mean, this is a pretty big show. And people think, man, Greg, they think I make a lot of money doing this. And I don't, man. I do it because I love the Lord. He's called me to do this. And I'm gonna do it. And if one day it becomes something else, then so be it. But I just have to be obedient, just like you, William, just like all the other artists in the Nashville area. I pray for all of you because I understand it's tough.
Yeah, it can be for sure. I feel like it's a different landscape now, though, with the internet. Like I feel like an independent Christian artist, you know, you're in Nashville and you're sort of like, oh, I got to go play live a lot in order to make a living. But all my songs are like Christian indie songs, and, you know, Nashville venues aren't really that interested in that. And that's true. But what I've found is that the internet has allowed like Spotify, all these things, Spotify, Apple mm-hmm. Music, things, and a distributor, distributing websites that allow you to just upload your songs to all those platforms, and then social media that allows you to promote it. And I've found that you're able, if you set your mind to it, to find that audience that will resonate with your vibe mm-hmm. and your craft. And so I'm super grateful for the internet with all of its shortcomings and snares. Some of the good pieces of it are, you know, you get to connect with a niche crowd that is actually pretty large, mm-hmm. larger than you would think. You know, now it doesn't have to be necessarily mainstream in order to be big enough, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, we have all of that, William. We have social media platforms. Like you said, there's distributors that you can get your music out on. There's all kind of computer programs that you can play around with your music. But there's one thing that if we don't include it in all of that, then none of that matters at all. And that's the Word of God. And you've brought a verse to share with us today. What is that verse?
So this verse is James 1, verses 2-4. And I'll actually just start it at verse 1 because it gives a little context. Basically, you know, James is writing to tribes that, like, just people, Christians who are scattered across the world, who are fleeing persecution and experiencing all sorts of suffering and trials. And it says this, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
It's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
That one will
it's perfect.
Yeah, that one will kind of reach in and grab you. Like I always say too, that's one of those verses that you just want to fold up, put in your back pocket, and keep it all week with you, because that's one you want to pull out and use a lot, because Well, I know what I would use it for, but why did you bring it to the show?
Great question. Yeah, I mean, my wife and I have been through a lot this past season. These past few months have been really hard. And I've been through seasons like it before and for different reasons, but we all know the feeling of being in a trial and just being like, what is going on? I don't know how to deal with this. And it feels like I am drowning, you know? If it's not happening to you right now, it will, or it has in the past, or both. maybe all three. So it's just, we as Christians have to recognize that God isn't the kind of God that makes your problems all vanish happy rainbows every day. That's not what he has for us, because it doesn't strengthen us. And when you're in those really difficult times and you're just wondering why God would be doing it or allowing it, this is the answer to me. And so it's like, there isn't another, as far as I know, and I'm no scholar, but another faith tradition or an atheistic worldview of any kind that addresses, you know, hope in the midst of pain. Mm-hmm. And loss. And this is where this is very radical. It's saying, consider it pure joy. You know, when you're faced with pain, basically, mm-hmm. and that is just not something that we're ready to, understand. But it honestly takes experiencing it probably several times and then looking back, on those seasons, having already passed them. Then you start to understand, like, oh, okay, like I definitely see what has grown within me as a result of that pain. The kind of spiritual maturity that I now have is far greater than it was before that season. And so, you know, there's all sorts of scriptures about our sanctification, this necessary melting down. Like, it's like, I think of one of the verses, I think in Paul, where he's talking about that, you know, we have to be sometimes melted down like silver and in the crucible. Mm-hmm. and silver, when it's melted down, the reason they do that is because the impurities, and the junk in that silver, when it's melted, that stuff floats to the surface and then you can scrape it away. And now you have a more pure silver. So that's what's going on in our hearts when we are facing those battles.
Well, amen, brother. Well, thank you for bringing it and preaching on the show. I mean, you have a gift, man. I'm really enjoying this. Like I said, I look forward each and every week to who God brings, and it is my honor, William, to be able to meet you, talk with you, and see the godly man that you are.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be here.
Well, all right. Like I said, you strip everything away and we have to have the word. And thank you for bringing that. So when we come back, now that we took care of the main thing, we're going to talk about the fun thing. And that's music, man. That is what this show, when we're not talking, that's what's playing. Some awesome music. And we have a song. We have a William Toll song that we will be premiering on the show. So we'll come back with William, his music, and his song. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. I didn't mean to punch the mic right there. That was a nice little poomp on radio. But joining us, a truly humble, a truly blessed, a young man of wisdom, young man of knowledge on the show this week that I'm honored to have, Mr. William Toll. William, that was your cue to come in, but I guess I didn't cue it too well. Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate you opening up the word and sharing what you did, and I hear it in all your music. You're grounded. I love that.
Thank you.
When did you know? When did you know? Because you talked about sports. When did you know I'm going to sing for the Lord?
That is a good question. It kind of happened gradually. I started writing songs before I was a Christian. And, you know, I guess I would have called myself a Christian. It's not like I was an atheist or anything. But before I was following Christ, and before I had decided to just give my life to him and surrender. And so I was writing songs that weren't overtly Christian, but they weren't un-Christian, you know. But so it took a little while, as I matured over time, I just ended up with the conviction that, you know, Christ is the center of my life and the center of my heart. And on a good day, you know, sometimes in my sin, I try to replace him. but like in my heart, like I want him to be the center, right? And therefore, songwriting being a very expressive art form and almost sacred art form, you know, you're songwriting and you're authentically revealing the thing that's in your heart. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's Jesus. And so it got to a point where if I was going to write a song, I didn't want to make it like an overtly Christian song, I would have to do some deliberate editing out of the name of the Lord or the things I was naturally wanting to say. Mm-hmm. And so in order to proceed as a secular artist, who happens to be a Christian, I would have had to adjust my songwriting or edit out the things that were most true about who I am, which is the Lord. So I didn't want to do that. And I'm independent. I don't have to answer to anybody. I don't have to worry about a corporate executive's bottom line. And so
I love that.
This is the most authentic, you know, songwriting that I got. And it's all centered on God because that's the center of my life.
Well, I see a case in the background. What instrument is in that case?
That case is a bass guitar.
A bass guitar. What all instruments do you play?
Well, a little bit of everything. Enough to record things into and make a record. So I play a little bit of everything because I'm a producer. And so not only do I write the songs, but I have to produce them. So everything you hear, everything you will hear on this song that you're going to play, I recorded in this room I'm sitting in right now. And so that's acoustic guitar primarily, which is my biggest strength. And then in addition to acoustic guitar, I play some banjo and I play some bass, of course. Also play some piano. Not that I'm really good at it. I wouldn't be able to like get on a stage and start ripping it with a band. Mm-hmm. But as far as like production goes, it's fine. You can do it slowly and you can edit it and do whatever you need to do. But those are the, I guess, the essential ones.
Well, all right. You put all that together and you put it into a song called Blessed Are You. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to write that song?
Well, most times when I write songs, it starts with a guitar groove. And so whether I'm sitting in my living room or whether I think of it in my head and then have to go get the guitar in order to articulate the idea, I had the guitar in my hands and I found this little, it almost sounded like a campfire vibe. Mm-hmm. I was just plucking, like a finger plucking thing and a minor key. And I get this image of in my head of a man on a mountain with crowds around him, and to me that was our Lord Jesus preaching Sermon on the Mount. So I figured, okay, this is my cue to write a song about the Sermon on the Mount, and or at least start there. So I open to Matthew 5. Mm-hmm. And I would go through the Beatitudes again, and I just have the Bible open next to me while I'm finishing the lyrics, and just use the Beatitudes and some of the other words of Christ to kind of move the song forward, and just use a storyteller kind of songwriting in order to package the wisdom of the Beatitudes, especially the one about blessed are you who are persecuted, you know, on my behalf for my sake. And that goes with the theme of James 2-4 that we read earlier. Just, you know, blessed are you. And blessed is also translated sometimes as happy. So happy are you who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for my sake. So another encouragement to take heart in the trials, especially if it has to do with staying strong in your faith and not conforming to the world.
Well, awesome. So this will be the first time on radio this song's played?
I think it was played on a UK radio, but in the United States, to my understanding, this is the debut.
All right. Well, why don't you do the honor and intro it for us?
All right. Well, this is Rock the Flock Radio, and you are now listening to Blessed Are You by William Toll.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or you jumped on Spotify, or you jumped on iTunes and started going through all your podcasts of the day, and for some reason, you got on the Rock the Flock podcast, and you just can't get away from it. I can't apologize. It's because of guest, like, again, this week, William Toll. Thank you, William, for taking the time to get on the show. And I told you it's much more than that. You're part of the Rock the Flock family now. You have a home. Your music will be played. So keep kicking it out and keep sending it to me, because I will I'll stick it in there, and we're going to pray about it. And who knows who will listen to it?
That sounds great. I appreciate it.
Well, before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you for all the artists on this show, Lord. I ask you to watch over them, to guide them, and protect them. This week, Lord, thank you for bringing this man, this child of yours, to the show. I ask you to be with William, to be with his wife. Lord, that you will guide them, that you will protect them, Heavenly Father. Lord, that you will just wrap your arms around them and walk and guide every step that they take, that you will send angels, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to bless William, to bless his music. Lord, and lead him to the doors that you have laid out to him according to your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, Mr. William, how can people connect with you?
Well, many ways. I think Spotify is probably the place where most of my listeners listen to my music. But I am on all the streaming platforms. So if you listen on Apple Music or Amazon Music or even something like Deezer or just YouTube, you can always search William Toll Music and I'm there. All of my handles are pretty much the same. They're William Toll Music, just all one word. It's T-O-L-L, that's Toll. But yeah, so social media is same thing, whether it's Instagram or TikTok, that's my handle there. And then the big thing is my newsletter, actually. So I have a newsletter at williamtollnewsletter.substack.com. And that's kind of where I go deeper and connect with people. I write some of my thoughts, some of the deeper meaning behind the songs, some of the deeper theology behind the songs, and also just some other theology stuff and some other like music commentary stuff. I just more about who I am, And there's a, you know, there are chats, there's like chat rooms in there to more deeply discuss the topics that I'm writing about and stuff like that. So yeah, that's williamtollnewsletter.substack.com. That's where I would send people first.
Awesome. Again, well, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for just being who you are, man, for saying, Lord, use me and going and doing it.
Hey man, yeah, of course, and yeah, my latest song is called "Here I Am," and that's the mentality we wanted to capture there. Just here I am, Lord, send me, use me, for Your will and Your glory.
Well, all right. Well, thank you again. That's William Toll right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.